What's the word, y'all? My name is Jaden Ray, the General Joiner, your host of the General Thoughts Podcast, where I will be sparking intriguing and enjoyable conversations concerning wellness, social constructs, and progression with myself and, of course, occasional guests. So grab some friends, catch a vibe, and listen to these General Thoughts. What's the word, General Thoughts audience? It is your host, Jaden Ray, General Joiner, coming at you guys again. Another episode of General Thoughts. It hasn't been too long. I think it's been like 2-3 weeks since my last episode with Trey. And just talking about, you know, navigating spaces as, you know, black males. Me being undergrad, Trey being grad student, and, you know, exploring the work field as well as higher ed. Shout out to Trey for that. And so that episode kind of segued me into wanting to, just sit back a little bit more as I exit my junior year. Safe to say, I did have a great junior year. There's a lot of fun experiences, a lot of learning experiences. First semester was real rough, straight learning. And second semester was just me, you know, applying everything I learned with still more to be applied, which is what we are going to talk about today. And the topic that I want to give y'all is renewable resources. I'm gonna break down my definition and why I like to use the concept of non-renewable resources versus renewable resources. So the definition on Google that I found of renewable resources is natural resources which will replenish to replace the portion depleted by usage and consumption through natural reproduction or other recurring processes. So in smaller words, it's just a resource that won't run out. That's a renewable resource. So when I think of renewable resources as far as my life, I think of things and people around me who don't run out. And when I say run out, I mean they replenish me, they fulfill me. You feel what I'm saying? And vice versa. So I like to say for my friend group, they are assets and not assaults or liabilities. You feel what I'm saying? Assets being they all hold skill sets that I may not have or I may not be as great with. You feel what I'm saying? And I should hold some type of skill set, you know what I'm saying, that they don't probably have or aren't as, you know, efficient with. So renewable resources are things that can fulfill you. And I like to ask the question to my audience, what are we using in our life to replenish ourselves? You know what I'm saying? And that could be a number of things. And I feel like the more things you have, the more tools you have, the more resources you have to renew yourself, the easier, you know, handling problems and maneuvering through, you know, blank points in your life will be. So you can also ask yourself the question, is there anything that needs to be replaced in your life? You feel what I'm saying? And when I say replace, like, all right, me and my homeboys, we be talking about how, all right, we're going to take a 2-week smoke break, right? And we'll do the 2 weeks, we'll do the 3 weeks. But in that 2-3 weeks of no smoking, what are we doing? You feel what I mean? So for Cam, that may look like doggone getting on the game. For me, that look like hooping. For Dylan, that may look like spending time with Mason. You know what I'm saying? It all look different for everybody. So you have to figure out, like, if you're trying to renew something in your life or replenish something in your life, you got to replace it with something. And I learned that concept from kind of like, as I got closer with God this semester, like, smoking was the thing I felt convicted the most on. You feel me? I ain't feel like nothing else really just tapped in with me but the smoking, because I do it a lot. And I wanted to figure out, dang, why do I smoke a lot? You feel me? And it's really come down to, like, having all this free time, right? And with that free time, I feel like, okay, I could be reading. I read, but reading every single day, it ain't going to be right. You feel me? It's going to be boring. It's going to get boring after like 21 days. Same thing if you hooping 21 days straight. Like, you gotta find different stuff to do on different days. You feel what I'm saying? And again, it goes into the people you hang with too, because if the people you hang with, all they want to do is smoke with you, then y'all not really going to hang if y'all not smoking. So I feel like just finding different things to do, different things to get involved with, new things for sure. Like, I picked up some new hobbies. Like, I cook a lot of breakfast food this semester, experimenting with cooking breakfast foods, and figured out, like, I maybe like to bake, you feel what I'm saying? So me and Granny got together. I was going home a lot of weekends. We baking. Me and my homeboys, you know, we got into the gun thing this semester. Went to the gun range, went to shoot the guns. Now, you know what I'm saying? We want to just explore the gun safety and guns. Like, you know what I'm saying? Handling guns, not for, you know, violence sake, but just for, I feel like as an American, you should be able to, like, have gun knowledge anyway. I feel like all Americans just should, you know, be up on their gun knowledge and gun safety. So when I say that, y'all, I'm not out here being a menace to society. I'm not out here striking. I'm not out here drilling. But I do love, you know what I'm saying, learning about guns, taking them apart, all these different things. I'm actually trying to find a new hobby. I want to ride dirt bikes. So I've been asking my cousin to, like, find me one and let me ride the four-wheeling jump for the summertime. So, like, just finding new things that fulfill me, that are healthy, you feel what I'm saying? And that's really, like, where you will find things that can renew you. Like, it really just take you going out and doing side missions, bro. And, like, just, I don't know. Like, the past week, this weekend, for Cinco de Mayo, I was in the crib the whole time. Like, I wasn't bored, but it's like, God, dog, like, I'm really fulfilled in the crib. Now, it will kind of have you thinking you crazy, or you're not an outcast, that you're an introvert or a homebody, and which is okay, but I don't feel like I was just, oh, I don't got nothing to do, I don't got no friends, it's boring. But I could have definitely went to the parties, I could have went drinking and all that, but I wasn't, like, compelled to do it, because I don't think the homeboys had work, and we definitely could have got the margaritas when buddies got off work. But, like, I don't know, that time in solitude, that time with yourself where you just, you know, thinking, let your thoughts. I feel like sometimes we don't know how to let our thoughts run and let our thoughts just linger. You feel what I'm saying? We always trying to get on the move, always trying to go, you know what I'm saying, move around. But sometimes when you let them thoughts sit and y'all just sit on the balcony or whatever and hear the birds chirp, bro, I promise you, that's like, I don't know why, it's the most fulfilling thing ever. So again, some of renewable resources I like, I'm gonna just give a couple of them because I wrote some down. I am going off a regimen for this episode. Some of my renewable resource sources are, again, books. I like to code. I picked up on coding a lot this semester, bro. I ain't even think I like to code the way I do, but I code and program a lot. I'm on Call of Duty a lot now. Gun range, running. I run the lake a lot more now than I used to the last year or so. I hoop on Saturdays and through the week now with the boys, and then cooking and baking. So I kind of said all these, and so kind of want to get into what non-renewable resources could look like, or what does it look like when something is becoming a non-renewable resource. You feel me? And the definition I got out of Google for non-renewable resource is a natural substance that's not replenished with the speed at which it is consumed. So in smaller words, or smaller word, it's finite. You feel me? So, like with the weed and alcohol and the vape, right? It's gonna give you that 30, 45-minute satisfactory, right? But, like, you gotta do that right again to get it right back. You feel me? So it's not lasting as much. Not that's not what I meant to say. You're gonna have to get high or drunk again, because the high and drunkenness ain't lasting that long. You feel me? It's so short. And you feel like, I gotta go get that again, because, you know, I'm back at this normal state. And a lot of times they can have a person, like, not wanting to be in a sober state because they don't feel like themselves. So you don't want that to happen. And that's how you know if it's not renewable. If you gotta hurry up and, like, put yourself back in the mode, or put yourself back in that state of mind, it's not a renewable resource, bro. You need to probably, like, you know what I'm saying, find some alternates. I ain't trying to condemn nobody or judge nobody for smoking and drinking. Do as you please. But if you're starting to notice it become a part of the routine to the point to where it'll throw your schedule off or throw your mood off, yo, we gotta sub that. And so your non-renewable resources could also be your actions. You know what I'm saying? Your patterns. So hitting that party every single weekend. And I promise y'all, anything I'm saying, y'all, I did it or was doing it. Freshman year, I partied every single week the first semester. I was promoting them and everything. I was on the flyers. And when I started to, like, you know, get ready to start general thoughts, I had to think, like, okay, one of two things. One, this partying ain't really putting me in the state of mind that I need to be in if I'm trying to be productive, if I'm trying to be the best me, right? Whatever that may consist of, you may trying to be the best you. I'm not saying don't party. You can hit two or three parties a semester. You really only need to hit three on if I'm keeping it a buck, because it's only really three on gonna really jump to where they need to. That's my personal opinion, but that ain't even a topic. But look, the partying one having me in the right state of mind when you're doing it every weekend, because you're gonna go through the week waiting on Friday and Saturday. So you ain't even, you going through the week with no fidelity. You going through the week with no intention of what you're actually doing on the day to day. You feel me? So if I knew I wanted to do a podcast, I can't be hitting the club every weekend or being out all the time, because you're not going to really spend time to find topics, find guests, and really make sure you honing in on topics and guests. Because I take this entity of general thoughts very, very serious. I feel like it's something that a lot of people could use to, like, not help them, but, like, I ain't even going to say a guide, because I done made so many mistakes, but, like, you can look at these episodes and these gems that my guests drop and take it with you. And you may not even want to use them, but your friend may use them. So all that to say, if I want to do that, you can't live a double life. So you can't be trying to, I don't like putting these titles on myself. I'm not a motivational speaker. But for me to want to be a lifestyle advocate, I call myself that, a lifestyle advocate, a positive, healthy lifestyle advocate. I can't do that and live a whole nother life day by day. You feel me? So your practices and habits have to change. Now, what didn't change was my circle. You feel me? And I think my circle didn't change was because we all had the right qualities or have the right qualities. We had to grow up. You feel what I'm saying? Growing up looked so freaking wild and different. So, with all that rambling, your non-renewable resources can be consistent partying. The next one is consistent sleeping. And I think consistent sleeping is a non-renewable resource, because, of course, you need your rest. But, like, after 2-3 days of rest, bro, you still resting. I ain't gonna lie, bro. You kind of getting lazy. Even if you really ain't got nothing to do, I feel like it's some type of, you know, self-growth, self-development that can be done. Even if it's just chilling out on your balcony, you feel me? That's something. Like, sitting in that bed all day ain't gonna get it, cuz it's not. Take a walk, you know what I'm saying? Go get some ice cream, go to the pool. A lot of y'all are me trying, like, we got all these apartments with these free pools. Ain't nobody going to the pool, man, unless it's a pool party. That's a shame. And then I say just, like, consistent substance abuse. Like, again, not judging y'all if you vape, smoke, or drink. I don't care, honestly. But if you're doing it to the consistency in which it affects your daily practices or your mood, it's probably not a renewable resource. So, as I segue out of this episode, and so as I segue into the summertime, I know a lot of us use the summer to regroup, get money, rest, start new ventures, you know, whatever the case may be, travel. Me, this summer, I'll be turning 21. And so this whole year, I've been, you know, telling myself, you know, we got to man up. This is the year of manning up. This is the year of, you know, accountability, responsibility, and just taking care of everything that needs to be taken care of. And honestly, the credit just goes to God, because y'all, I'm going to keep it vulnerable again. My mama, then, she didn't leave me out here for dead, but she definitely told me, you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to do it on your own now. And I appreciate her for, you know what I'm saying, holding it down for as much as she did, as long as she did. But her telling me that was like a kind of like, oh, snap. Like, yeah, I do turn 21. So it is time to, you know, man up. And so it's been a very atypical journey with some harsh realities. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes these things can be hard to deal with. So as I move into manhood, I just wanted to kind of do a season of general thoughts this summer, strictly dedicated to the guys, the young men, cater to the development of you guys through self-preservation tools and ways to upkeep yourself. You feel what I'm saying? And so I'll go into that on the next couple of episodes. And I'll be dropping episodes throughout the summer for real. So that's going to be my season five. My season five of general thoughts will be me just, you know, I ain't even going to say mentoring, but just drop a game for my fellas. because I feel like, I haven't just chopped it up with y'all for y'all in a minute. And so you guys be on the lookout for that. And again, thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.